USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have long wondered why seatbelts are required in just about every vehicle but school buses. Now that may change after recommendations are made for the first time ever by the National Transportation Safety Board that all new school buses have seatbelts.
Action on the safety recommendations issued and reiterated today constitute a crackdown, and such a crackdown is long overdue.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt talking to NBC News and saying the agency is making the new recommendation following an investigation prompted by two deadly crashes of school buses in 2016. 42 states don't currently require seatbelts on school buses. North Korea claims it's destroyed its nuclear test site, and a reporter for CBS says he did witness several large explosions there shortly before the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is now going to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers later today concerning a confidential source in the Russia investigation. That's going to happen after a briefing for the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees is provided. The administration originally was going to make the bipartisan group have to wait until next week or later. A new NFL rule saying players have to either stand for the national anthem or stay in the locker room when it's played. The president says of that,
"Well, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country."
The president speaking in an interview on Fox and Friends. But New York Jets CEO Chris Johnson says his team will support kneelers, and he'll personally pay any fines imposed on the team if players choose to kneel in protest. The NAACP has also issued a statement critical of that new policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A jump when it comes to the nation's unemployment lines. The Labor Department reporting this morning 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. The U.S. is telling China to stay away from a large special exercise in the Pacific, a move that comes in response to what the Pentagon calls the Chinese militarization of islands in the disputed South China Sea. That area is a major trade route with multiple overlapping territorial claims. A Pentagon spokesman says there's strong evidence China has set up anti-ship missiles and electronic jammers near some of those islands. And if President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. That's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. So the judge added their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejected arguments from Trump lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he wasn't allowed to block users. His lawyers now say they're considering what their next steps may be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.